time you guys.
This is the new recording.
So holding over here and butt your hair.
The other one doesn't work.
And oh, it's kosher.
The most kosher.
So holding over here in Beira, and we said we're gonna skip to what did we say on page Chav Ches?
Oh, we're skipping.
I mean, we spoke out all that. Chav Ches. Page Chav Ches. No. We still need to do Zayin. Okay, Chav Zayin. Teich Tarayis. Kivin Shetachlas Beira LaHafrid Bein Aminim. The goal, the object, the purpose of Beira is to separate between the minim. And kvar mufradim l'sheich Beira. If they're already separated, there's no Beira. V'ayin shetrin shiumanachem be'irvuv. Like we explained yesterday, what's considered irvuv. Akeinim echom en aminim munach kan. V'echad munach k'tzas rochim meneh. If it's far enough apart that when you look at it, you see it as separate. Now, this depends on how many pieces, how big the pieces are, how small the pieces are. Depending on what we're talking about, is how far apart they need to be from each other. Let's say I have a knedel and a soup, or a big carrot and a soup. That's not taraifis. The knedel is standing by itself in the soup. You stick a hand and you just pull the knedel out. If it's small pieces of carrots floating around where you need to again search or to chop it, that's a taraifis.
But no,
I didn't say that the word about liquid solid. All I said was that it's standing out by itself. It's standing by itself. It's a big piece by itself. It's knicker. It's not a tarifus.
It's absorbing liquid.
Who cares? I'm not separate. I'm not squeezing the juice out of the cradle. That's the problem.
Knicker gets.
Right? I'm talking about Beira here. Beira is the mixture. It's
that's
no mixture. Schita. There's another reason. If you want to squeeze the liquid out of the cradle, to be able to eat the knedel better, that would be mutz over there. But
your bigger issues if you want to squeeze the liquid out of the knedel.
Here. So again, so to take now, someone once told me that when he eats by someone else's hands, he likes clear soup. And the little pieces of vegetables, he like slides it up on the side of the bowl, and, like sticks to the wall of the bowl.
It's clear.
Exactly, because he doesn't want it, and he's taking it out of the tarevis. Even though it's still in the bowl, let's add the taraivis.
Still with the soup.
That's right. Okay. B'chein beitza b'mayim. Let's say I cooked eggs before Shabbos and they're sitting in the water. I can take the eggs out. That's not a problem because each egg, I'm feeling Shabbos mamish. Yesh men shenikdachis. No, where am I going? Like we said, but they're very small pieces, small little pieces of carrots floating around in the soup. So then it's not nikar hativ, that's considered ma'urav and shaykh bar. Let's say I have a fly in my cup of drink, a fly and landed in there.
With liquor.
Oh, akein also loyt is vuv shnof le sech mashke. Av shoy lon le dam is the din shel chatikh is bas ay dag berayte. Maybe we should say it's like a piece of it's like a knedel in a soup. She gam kan nikar as vuv la atzmai. Because I see the fly there, so maybe it should be just like the knedel, I could see it. But skim vuv zeh chazal shem per katnus ay le nikar hetiv. It's not called nikar hetiv because the mice, I can't just get it, floats around. It's considered more. So what's the Eitzah? Like Moshe said, take it out, like he ends off, Ma'at min ha-mashka, with some of the mashka. What's pshat when I take it out with some of the mashka?
Not nikkah you're doing bito.
It's not nikkah that I'm doing bayra. Not nikkah, explain
what am I doing?
That.
You're not doing I'm doing with liquid. We don't see a bayra going on over here.
You're taking good and bad.
Good and bad.
We don't see a bayra.
So I'm going to tell you
a spoon of soup.
Okay, good.
Not attack of the shir on there that you don't want.
So So it goes like this. Everyone's svaras are good svaras. There's a machlekes, mishabur, and chazainish. When you have a fly in a cup of drink, where's the taravis?
We said from yesterday to put in kanta.
Oh, so the chazanish says the taravis is the liquid snapira between its wings. The liquid that's like around the fly. So when I go and I take a spoonful of the fly with the liquid, like you said, I'm taking out the whole taravis. So I'm allowed to move a taravis from point A to point B. And Shabura learns, no. The whole thing is a taravis. It's within the whole liquid. So then the head of the Mishnebura is like what Gershi mentioned, because since I'm taking it out with some eichel, it's not considered like I separated the fly from the drink, because I took it out with eichel. New heta. So coin Mishnebura, there's a new heta. Chaznish may not hold of this heta. In the world of the Chaznish, there's no heta. Because Chaznish held that you're taking out the whole taravis. Mishbru, because the halacha says you can take it out with liquid, it has to be mechadish a new svar over here. That when you take the psalus out with some of the eichel, it's mutter. Comes along the Ger Rebbe.
Oh, yeah.
And he was chayshish for the Siddur Harav. The Mishulchan Aruch Harav, in his Siddur, he says you should not take the fly out with the liquid, based on the sugya. So it comes along the Ger Rebbe and he says, is there a cup over here? Let me show you what he says. No cup here?
Oh, I know. Take the cup from the fly.
There we go. You have a cup. You stick the spoon in underneath the fly. And then I pull the cup down.
Then you take it out from the
But once you hear it, it's a give up. I'm taking the eichel.
The mice you could apply it to everything.
Oh, you don't have to, but I'm just saying.
GP got us.
See over here, look. Thank you very much. I stick the spoon in.
And then
Now I didn't separate anything.
Drop the cup.
You saw it? I pulled the cup down. I took the eichel from the psalus, and now I drink the eichel. Yeah. Eichel from psalus. I can take out all the eichel. You can do whatever you want. Give me a.
Do the ball swivel drop.
He's using a Caesar technique.
It could be there's a question how much eichel you need to take off with the psalus. It'll be enough. Give me a
little bit.
A little more than a little.
Do with anything.
A splish.
Do with anything.
A spoonful. Who cares with? Well, the mice, you separated the psalm from the eichel. Now I can eat the eichel. I couldn't drink it before.
Take an eichel.
I could drink it. I did take an eichel. Exactly. Why should that be a hetter? Let's go through it.
This one has some like spechy on it. It's got it. So
okay.
Yeah. This side's fine.
Absolutely, Klausel, Yelon, Loima, Bepeis, Gudel, Machatikas, Gudelis, Meminim, Shainim, if you have big fruit, apples and oranges and pears, or big pieces from different Minim together, Kim Shikolecha, Niko, Eitu, Vatsma, Shleyu, Nechsham, Kilu, Munachim, Vataravis. If I skim is our place, and the Chalik Mashar, Bayra, and Nigo, I disagree with this.
100%.
I disagree with this.
Absolutely not a Taravis.
Right. According to our way of learning,
nope.
It's not a Taravis.
Exactly.
He's saying that if you have a fruit bowl with apples and oranges, and each one's big, big, big fruit, that's called Taref.
Those like the Mishnah Berurah?
There are those that hold like this.
Why?
There are those that say that that's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, but I say they missed one word in the Mishnah Berurah.
Oh, what word?
It says earful. It has to be a mixture. This is not a mixture.
So all this stuff from the Mishnah Berurah, something keeping them together. With liquid, you have a zach that's filling in all the gaps. Here it's...
What? It depends on how many pieces and how big they are and all that. Yeah, again, it's hard to give a rule. You need to... What liquid?
When I'm holding this.
Juice. Then when
Rob, double shake a hackleberry, shim up.
Fruit, a big fruit, big apple, orange. That's you're talking about gedolim. Gotta look inside gedolim. Chatiches gedolim.
You should bring in a fruit salad.
Hosh just wants to
eat. Right. Yeah. You need different types with liquid beef.
Hosh, you want a hands-on experience?
No. Yeah. That's already an extent. There's apples, oranges, and top. Zucchini out. Sneaker hated. That's not a tarivis.
I want a fruit
salad. I didn't say anything new. Kiva shaker tachlis lechaz bayir lahokin lesakna saichal shayde abreiro shemafrid ben oichal pseb sakna lachila. Fine. Okay, so then he says on the next page, the fichuch, if I have a piece which part of it is good and part's not good, right? Let's say apple, which part of it is good?
You got some of that brown stuff.
That's the brown stuff, serious brown stuff there.
Stolzenel.
Or a piece of bread where part of it is dried out or moldy. You want to eat the other piece, other side. So that would be considered taravis. Because at the point where it is, the meeting point is taka together, mixed, attached. Okay, what time is it?
We don't say rave very, if you're cutting off like...